dull.
Your story had timberwolves and crocodiles, Cadence retorted. It would have kept her up all night. That's no way to get her to go to sleep.
Shining Armour sighed. Well, if my exciting story doesn't work, and your sweet story doesn't work, how are we going to persuade Flurryheart to go to sleep?
Cadence had an idea.
What if we try both?
You mean a delightful adventure? Shining Armour asked.
Something exciting and musical, replied Cadence. They grinned at each other. Daring and sweet, they said at the same time.
And so Cadence and Shining Armour both tucked Flurryheart in, and this time they both began the story the way all good bedtime stories start. Once upon a time,
a dashing and daring unicorn was travelling through the mystical and mysterious Everfree Forest in search of adventure
when he was stopped by seven little dragons. Their friend, a beautiful Alicorn princess, had been pony-napped by a giant pony.
He had heard her singing, locked her in a cage in his castle, and forced her to sing only for him.
The unicorn agreed to help the dragons. They took him through the forest to a clearing where a giant beanstalk grew high into the sky. They told him he would have to climb it to find the princess.
And so he did. The unicorn climbed until he reached the giant pony's castle. He sneaked inside and found the princess. She was singing a sad, sad song. He told her not to worry. He was there to rescue her.
The princess was thrilled and told him that the giant kept the key to her cage in a chain around his neck.
That night, the unicorn waited for the giant to fall asleep. Then he very carefully slipped the key off the giant's neck and used it to free the princess.